Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, live on NBC Sports Washington. I asked the guys because they're a little bit younger than us. They may be a little bit closer to hip, but it's weird. My son has a birthday coming up, and he never asked for anything. Mm-hmm. And he didn't ask for anything here. It's like you have to kind of dig to figure out what to get him for a birthday. And so I said, well, what about an NFL jersey? He was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe a jersey. And I asked the guys, and I want to get your take on this. So, well, who would be a cool kind of like up-and-coming player to get? Because he doesn't have a favorite team. For a while, he was big on the Eagles, and that's done.
Yeah, it is done. Because I would say get him a Carson Wentz.
I think he's a modern-day kid that likes his fantasy teams.
Right.
Attaboy.
You don't want to get an old guy who's going to be out of the league in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
who's a good
I asked those
superstar.
Guys, and they gave me a couple good ideas, but who do you think would be good for he'll turn 11 next week?
Off the top of our heads here.
Yeah.
Somebody
like,
good
like an Alvin Kamara? Is that
you know what? You went with Kamara. That's what those
Kamara's
guys said.
A good one. That's
it's
solid.
It's kind of risky, though. It's kind of risky. I mean, who knows what he's going to do in a couple years.
Dalvin Cook, maybe, was out this year, obviously, with the injury, but he'll probably be a stud.
Mm-hmm. You have a recommendation?
I kind of like that.
I kind of like their other
it's
play was
different.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson would be a good one.
Watson's solid.
But Wentz would be good.
Maybe like Leonard Fournette. He'll be in the league for a while. He's young.
Why do I feel like he's boring?
I mean, do you like guys that score touchdowns or rush
I know,
for like 1,300
yards? I know, but you don't
have
much personality. Like, the thing is, what about, I think receivers, like you get to know their personalities a little bit.
Yeah, what about Kareem
quarterbacks?
Hunt?
Maybe Antonio Brown. I mean, he's best receiver in the league.
Yeah.
Could do worse.
Good recommendations. You can't bribe him with any skins. What's the best skins jersey to have right now? I mean, is it like Ryan?
Kerrigan? Good question. Yeah,
I mean, I love Ryan, but I mean, is it Ryan Kerrigan? Is that the sexiest jersey
he
we can come up with?
Like the one thing I'll say is he hates. Huh. He doesn't have a favorite team. He hates two teams.
Well, apparently you should get Patriots him a Kendall Redskins. Fuller, a Chiefs jersey, because everyone thinks he's God's gift to cornerback.
Yeah, I was going
to
say Kendall Fuller, but now he's gone. So.
Yeah, you can't get a defensive player's jersey.
Let's go to John real quick. John, what's up, buddy?
Not even
you're
a clowny. Clowny or Watt.
Hey.
Kind of boring.
What's up, man?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
What's happening? Happy Friday. Hey,
yeah,
look,
what's up?
I wanted to ask Lurch a question.
What?
Lurch, you and I are pretty close in age.
How old are you?
Well, Lurch, you're a little bit younger than I am. I'm 54.
All right, we're not close
in
age.
Not that close.
You
sound like you're
100.
Oh, you're in the 40s. All right.
Yeah,
You're 47?
Yes.
All right, you're still old. But anyhow.
Oh, that's true. But you're older.
Yeah, true, too.
I got one more foot. My foot's closer to the grave than yours, that's for sure.
Yep, you are.
Hey, look, you know, I hear you talk every now and then that, you know, it's been a while. And the other day, you know, I was just sitting there and all of a sudden.
Been a while for what?
Slapping that ass.
All right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a terrible way to put it, but okay.
Okay. Yeah.
What's up, NBC right. Sports Washington? What's up?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
All right. So the other day I got the urge, and, you know, I kind of said something to the wife, and she kind of laughed.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, and she gives me a hard time, and I'm like, what would Lurch Papa do? When was the last time he got the urge, and what was his wife's response?
Well, see, here's the deal.
Yeah, we're busy.
When I get the urge, I don't ask my wife. I just take care of it.
You slap that ass. I got you.
No. So, first of all,
you don't understand what I'm saying.
We're on television. Let's try to be a little more delicate.
Yeah, have some decorum.
Hey, our producers knew what the call was going to be about.
I know.
They put them.
I'm not saying it to you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it, John. Be a little bit more creative.
I apologize.
John, I'm just telling you for me in particular. If there's an urge, which is rare, I don't roll over and tap this wifey on the shoulder. I haven't done that in years.
No.
I just do what I got to do. You get what
I'm
saying?
You take care of business.
Yes.
Right. You're the man of the household.
I don't believe Jason Bishop, by the way.
Okay. That's fine.
I kind of believe him.
I think that there's some truth to it.
I also thought Tiger only had four partners.
This is true.
Life.
It's a very good point.
I think there's some truth to it, but I think he and T are getting along great.
Yeah.
And
we do get along great.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm saying you are,
yeah.
But there's a little bonding that goes with that occurs.
Of course.
He's not owning it.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean,
does.
I can't convince you. I can't.
Yeah.
But in response to John's question, yeah, that's just what I do.
Yeah.
I don't know
about
him.
A survey came out. You always talk about shutting it down, and Jason always talks about, well, when you're older, like, you just don't have that interest. That's what he believes, and maybe that's where he's been going for several years. He talks about having low T.
Well, remember, we've had a urologist on the show. What was her name? The one from GW?
Hold on. Dr. By my
Childs.
Dr. Childs. And yes. She said, use it or lose it. Yeah. Very simple. Well, so if Jason's not using it, he probably has lost it.
Thousands of people found that the best age for sex for women is 66.
For women?
And men is 64.
Really?
In terms of the time that they're most satisfied with their sex life. Think about that.
Why is that?
I don't know. Say the best age for good sex for women,
hold
66.
On.
Men,
I hate these
64.
Dumb surveys.
Where's the, is the survey from Maxim? These guys love getting Maxim.
Yeah, is it like from the Daily Telegraph?
First of all, I found this. Sent it in the outline last night. I don't know if you saw it. It's from Match.com. They surveyed 5,000 people. Different
so you're
sexual
saying that,
things.
You're saying that the buns is better
said,
in your
way,
60s than it is, like, say, in your 20s and 30s?
It also found that women are 70% less tolerant of bad sex than men. So if women, like, the first encounter is not good with a man,
they're done.
Hey, what? You better pay attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, they tap out.
That's been the theory. That's right. Why so many one dates. Now, he's not closing a deal that often, but when he is, that's what we think is happening.
Yeah, probably
they're rejecting
him. Not a lot of repeat customers from the sound of things.
It's a survey about all kinds of things. It says 83% of singles ranked a caring and enthusiastic partner as the top two indicators of good sex. So it was the survey was honed in on what makes good sex and what happens if you don't have good sex and when do the people believe they're having the best sex. And stunningly, it was in their 60s.
So they surveyed 5,000 people in their 60s or in their...
No, 5,000 people of all different ages.
And that's the age group that popped that seemed to be the most satisfied.
So the
sweet spot, so to speak.
I
saw like an older couple the other day. They used to be my neighbors. And I think they're probably in their early 70s.
Okay.
And I hadn't seen them in a while. And I said, where you been? They said they moved out of the neighborhood. They downsized into a condo down the street. And they said it was the best thing they ever did. And they were grocery shopping together. It was very sweet.
Sure.
And I was thinking to myself, I wonder if they're having, like, silly buns at this part of this stage of their life. They've downsized.
I think in the 60s, like, when you get to, like, 80, I would say, you know, just looking at my grandparents. Like, when you get to 80 and you're having trouble walking and all those types of things.
Then I think it's probably less of a priority.
But in the 60s, I think that you're probably good to go. Because if you're in your 60s and you're still married, you have a good relationship and you've gotten that point in life.
It may not content. Be as...
They're probably smashing all the time.
It may not be as frequent. The point is that the level of satisfaction.
Yeah, did they say the frequency?
No.
What's the frequency? Maybe if it's a once a year, maybe it is satisfying if it's a once a year.
Right, if it's an annual tradition.
So according to the survey, this is the sentence. When it comes to the best age for good sex, knocking boots only gets better as you age.
Look at that.
Can't believe they used that in the actual story. That is shocking to me.
You have something to live for.
Yeah, exactly.
You have something to look forward to.
By the way, this is how horny guys are. There was also a part of the survey where, you know, nowadays, with all the technology coming out, there seems to be a push towards robots and sex.
Like virtual reality and all of this stuff.
Beyond virtual reality, they're building
like a sex robot.
Right.
And like eventually they're going to be like brothels with sex robots that you can barely tell. It's like Westworld out there, right?
Why would...
Shocker.
So gross.
Men are twice as likely to be into that as women.
Oh, I would guess it would have been 100 times more likely. Not just twice as likely.
Because guys are monsters.
Says right now, 31% of single men said they'd have sex with a robot.
Right. Because they need to. Because no one will do them.
I'd say 100% of the guys behind the glass would have sex with a robot. Right over there.
You think that's true?
Well, I know Awad would. Dom Eves is kind of weird, so he probably would.
I think he would do it on just to check it out. And so would Drab, actually.
Yeah, that's what 100%.
I actually think Drab would try anything. I really do.
Why? Is he just
what do you mean by anything?
He's a freak?
I just think he would try anything. I think he's curious.
He's very experimental.
I'm curious. I'm not... as curious as you think.
All right. I think you might be trisexual.
A line for Drabby. Trisexual.
Yeah, you try anything. I just get that vibe from you. Valdez a little less, but Valdez is a weirdo too, though. He'd probably try something stupid.
My sex robot roots for the Orioles.
Hey, Eric.
That's why I love her so much.
Eric, why are you so offended by the caller saying slapping that ass after everything we talk about on the show?
No, I don't mind. I feel bad for the. We got a brand new president of NBC Sports Washington. I'm just trying to.
I hope he
keep
knows what
cool.
he's getting
hey,
into.
Hey, we met him in person. Seems like a good dude.
Damon.
He's just gonna have to roll with the punches.
Sometimes, you know what?
Yep.
I honestly think a lot of, like, saying that kind of thing is awesome on the radio. I think sometimes on television, it's a little off-putting.
Yeah, but you're going to do entertainment page in an hour with three stories about teachers banging 7
and I try to be delicate with it. And it's only because the dummy over there stuffs the EP with
right.
it.
He's programmed.
16 Pornhubs.
You're
no,
here
I filter
for hours.
Out,
you can do
I filter
you
out a lot of them. Believe me. Believe me, you don't hear half of them. At least.
I know the one I prepare is 10 times better than the one EB does.
In your mind, that's for sure.
But so the caller said he hadn't done it for 5 years? Was that the deal?
That's what he said on hold.
He said
yeah,
5 years?
5 years.
5 years?
With his wife.
How do you get the urge after 5 years? It's just all of a sudden.
I don't know.
That's like Haley's Comet.
Maybe she just turns him down every time he has the urge.
It didn't sound like he had the urge.
It sounded like he just never gets the urge.
Yeah.
Basically, well, I know once what he that's hit about. 50, he tapped out.
Wow, that's weird, man. What's the point of living?
Tap out at 50, that's 3 years for us.
I know. It's right around the corner.
I think about placing wagers more than I think about buns. That's what I live for.
I know. That is your.
I made 20 bets last night. 20.
Right.
20 bets.
It's your purpose in life.
Boardwalk Empire.
Totally.
Love it.
And then, but what's so funny about it
now,
is you just like the action. You don't even watch them. You just wake up in the morning, and I know you just want to hit your computer, and you want to hit your little balance and see
some
if you hit.
Some days I make 20 bets.
That's me. Yeah. Well, 8 of them were golf matchups, so I watched those.
Golf.
Yeah, I mean, I placed 4 hockey bets and didn't watch one game.
So you woke up this morning. Tell people what you do. You go downstairs, or do you check on your phone? You go downstairs in your office.
Yeah, log on the computer, get to my account.
And you don't even look at the scores of the games. You go to your account.
Go to the account
first. You see
first.
If it's swole or
it's
not.
It's the first website I go to.
What's the website?
Bet Us.
So that's your homepage.
Or Bet US.
Bet US is your homepage, basically.
Well, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't make sports
no,
bets.
Those
but
hockey
Bitcoin
games
is
were
down
not,
to 7,800.
Bitcoin's dead. Those hockey plays were not all Hockey Boy.
Oh, they
Hockey
weren't.
Boy went 1-1.
You're
one.
Freelancing?
No, I was listening to the station on the radio, and
yep.
this guy came on. He was a hockey handicapper,
right.
gave 2 plays, 2 and a boom, boom.
Really?
Yeah. So
cleaned up.
I played him.
Jason will play anybody's plays.
Again,
well, he really
especially,
will.
Well, this guy, that's what he does.
I still need to hear from my tout that will give me season-long MLB totals. That's right around the corner. I mean, spring training's right.
Didn't you guys
here.
Push
yeah.
last year?
Yeah, we pushed.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to do better
Lost
in 2018.
Some juice. Lost some juice.
Right.
But yeah, 20.
The Bulls made a trade yesterday, right?
Miritich going to the Pellies.
Going to the Pellies.
Just for a bunch of expired contracts, right?
And
so that could be good for us, right?
Yeah,
but they
but
can only
still,
win 3 games the rest of
the way,
right?
It's still a mega long shot for
they
us.
They can only win 3 the rest
they
of the way.
They didn't realize Lori Markkanen was going to be silly. He's the next coming of Dirk
Nowitzki. Seriously, we need a 20-game
no,
epic losing
Lori
streak.
No, you need Lori Markkanen to tear his ACL.
Who knew guys from Finland were so silly at hoops? I didn't have any idea.
Neither did Tim Bontemps.
Yeah, barely. Chris Dunn to tear his ACL as well.
Stupid Chris Dunn, Lori
Markkanen. It helps a little bit, but there's no chance we win that.
Zach LaVine.
All right.
Jerks.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Remember, John Feinstein, best-selling author, joins us at 8 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cakes, if you're not doing anything tonight, 5 to 7 p.m., I'll be at the Washington Golf Show at the Dulles Expo Center.
Very nice.
Hanging out. So come on out and hang out with me.
I actually have plans, but thank you for the invite.
All right. Can you find me a driver?
Yeah, believe me, they'll have plenty of drivers there.
I would need a driver to get me to see the drivers at the Expo Center. I'm not hopping on the Beltway and dealing with that.
Come on, dudes.
On a Friday.
Just hang out for a little bit.
Actually, he did a lot.
It's your boy.
I have plans. I appreciate the Emma, but I have plans.
What are your plans?
I'm watching Penn's Caps.
Oh, okay.
Those are my plans. Out. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Well, the game doesn't start at 5.
You go to a public spot? No. No. Yes, if I had plans. Yes, I'm planning to watch the Caps and Pens.
The Pens-Caps game starts when my appearance is over.
Yeah, probably puck drop 7:30.
So you can hang out with me from 5 to 6, then go home.
Yeah, I could, but I'm going to be at MGM National Harbor all day. I have plans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Your boy has plans. That's
By
all.
The way, that dumb Punxsutawney Phil thingy saw its shadow.
It is Groundhog Day, yes.
Yeah. So
it's Groundhog Day on the show because didn't Cakes just mention that 30 seconds ago?
Well, it was off air.
Yeah, he didn't hear it.
Yeah, it wasn't
did you,
on air.
Did you see that he did see his dumb shadow?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of rodents telling me what the weather is going to be. Ugh. I mean, it's a big farce. I understand it's tradition. I get it.
So silly.
Was it potentially snowing today? Can it snow today?
I heard some report last night.
I thought it was going to be in the 50s. No?
It's going to be butt cold when you walk outside today.
Is it?
The temperatures are plummeting. Plummeting.
They're plunging
like
for the weekend?
Coin. Like butt coins plummeting.
Butt coin, right.
So are the temps.
Yeah,
I can't believe I got sucked into Buttcoin. I really
gotta ride it out, man. Gotta buy more.
You know, it was a combination of you guys getting so hyped for it, and then my neighbor getting hyped for it, coming over to my house, basically getting on my computer and signing up for Coinbase.
Cryptomania. Gotcha.
Thank God I only have a quarter
of a
Buttcoin.
But again, it's early. You're thinking very short term. You know what? You're not a long term investor.
Okay, but if today
I can't respect your
disagree. I'm a long-term investor, and I just said I'll ride it out till it hits zero. But my point is, I only have a quarter.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I only have a quarter.
Right.
I don't have more. It's just amazing that I got in at 17, not 18.
I got in at the high point.
Right.
Or near it.
But it must have been almost the day I think that I got in, it fluctuated from at a high of like 20 until like 14.
Right.
I got in the middle at 17, but down to 7.
I know.
It's lost 10,000.
It's going to keep going down. They say it doesn't look like there's any support till maybe 6,400. But who knows? I do believe it's.
Put it this way. I bought Ripple at $1.32, $1.42, something like that. It went up a little bit.
Like $3, yeah. But then now it's back down.
73
right?
cents. I mean, it is.
Yeah,
what
Litecoin,
it is.
I bought at 95 or something like that.
It's a loser.
The crypto craze is over.
Just face it.
All Ethereum's doing well.
Cakes, what you're saying is.
Ethereum's holding
up. I get it. Long term investor.
Yeah.
That's fine. However, today you went to MGM and you lost $2,000. How would you feel?
I'd feel hurt. To,
okay. So I wouldn't be happy. I've lost $2,000 in crypto. Big deal. It's theoretical money. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You only put in what you could afford to lose if you were smart.
Right.
Yeah. I just would have been better off.
The people
putting
it all into
it. Would have been better off putting
it
all into Amazon or Apple or.
Sure.
By the way, Ethereum.
That's what you say about any loss, though.
True. Ethereum's way down today.
Okay. But it was like 100.
Oh, yeah, of course, but we're not talking about when other people bought it a year ago. Right. We're talking about when the four of us bought it.
Yeah. Well, it's up from when I bought it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where'd you buy it?
Ethereum?
Yeah.
Like maybe 500? 450 or something like
all
that.
Right, you got hooked a little bit.
But whatever. Doesn't matter.
Look,
I'm not
gonna sell it. It's like I went to the blackjack table and caught a bad shoe.
Correct.
That's what happened to me.
All right, as long as you still have money in there.
I still got the money in there. I'm not selling it. Obviously not now.
BTFD. Buy the effing dip.
No.
Yes. Buy it.
How about this? GFY. Go F yourself.
That's not a bad response.
I'm not touching it.
You know, so here we've been a few days past the Cousins Smith trade. And of course, I had something at St. Andrews last night. And I ran into some parents, and a lot of people are asking. I don't know. For some reason, they care what we think.
Right.
Like, what was my take on the deal?
I'm sure you're happy that 100 people are asking you about it.
You host the sports show. What do you think of the deal?
You won't tell them to listen to the podcast.
I mean, these people have lives. They don't care.
So yeah.
I guess they think it's a common thing we can talk about. Because clearly, I don't know anything else.
Yeah, they think you're an expert.
Not even that, but it's something we can bond over, I guess. And it is funny that I think people are over Kirk, like, leave. Like, Alex for Kirk is basically fine, even if you think one's better than the other, whatever.
Yep.
I happen to think Kirk is better than Alex, but either way, people are more upset about Kendall Fuller, losing Kendall Fuller, than they are Kirk Cousins.
Seems that way.
What
There's
people?
No question about it.
What people? Just Skins, fans?
I think so. Skins fans.
Mm, okay.
Skins fans in general are okay with the Alex people. Smith for Kirk Cousins swap in general.
Yeah.
The thing that irritates everyone is the Fuller thing.
I think that's overblown. That Kirk was leaving all along.
Well, look, I think that's
the way, this is the way you have to look at it. All right. Yes, he was a good football player and was going to get better. But you had to give up something.
Right.
The Chiefs turned down other deals. They turned down the deal. If you believe the reports, they turned down the deal from Denver, which was a higher draft pick and a DB.
Second and Aqib Talib.
I'm totally fine on the deal.
And they took the Skins deal because why? Because they really like Fuller.
Right.
I'm totally fine on the deal. It really reinforces that I'm a Skins fan, not a particular player fan, because I'm turning on Kirk. Now, I don't believe Alex has said anything.
Right.
But certainly neither has Kirk. And I know the deal's not official yet, and it can't be official until whatever dumb date it is. What is it, like March something? Or?
March 14th, I think.
I mean, that's a long time we got to wait.
6 weeks.
Yes.
I feel like Kirk in particular should release the statement.
Well, I'm sure he's been instructed by his agent. I would guess.
I'm sure.
Because it's not
Why
official.
Why wouldn't you just say?
Because you haven't heard Alex Smith talk about it either.
I said that.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't said anything either.
They both probably are.
But Alex Smith wasn't hell-bent on leaving. Kirk was hell-bent on leaving. That's painfully obvious.
Yeah.
I know, but that's not the reason they're not talking about it.
I know that's not the reason, but I'm saying this is why I'm more sort of, why I think it might be a little different. Like, I don't know.
On March 14th, he's going to have a heartfelt, like, Instagram or Twitter
post. He's not going to talk to the media? Or he's not going to give any, he's not going to do a radio interview. He's not going to talk to one of his buddies who's a beat writer.
He might be in stealth mode till mid-March.
For 6 weeks?
I guess.
We're going to get no Instagram posts thanking the Redskins fans for their support over
you'll
the five,
get it,
6 years.
You'll get it once the news becomes official.
Yeah, I think that's kind of lame.
That's just
I feel like we deserve more. I actually feel, I'm, I
feel
have
jilted.
Big time jilted lover complex yes. over here. Big time.
I'm sensing that.
Big time, because I defended him for years. I wanted them to keep him. And I just feel like that kid is doing cartwheels that they pulled off this. That's the sense I'm getting.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know. It's bothering me.
You're over KC.
It is bothering
you. You're over the
you.
KC era in
I
DC.
Wonder if anyone else is, because somebody else tweeted me.
Will you root against him? I saw this interesting take.
I don't think so. He's a good person.
About
I think
Kirk
he's a good
Cousins.
Person,
and where he should go, and everybody's saying, oh, Denver. You know, Denver set up to be
I think
with
Denver's
a quarterback,
where he should go.
A championship contender. But that means the expectations are high if he goes there. And the take was maybe he should go to Cleveland where there's really low expectations. So a team that's won one game in two seasons, if all of a sudden they go to 5 or 6 wins, then Cousins is deemed as a success. If he goes to Denver and they're short of a championship contender, even if he puts up numbers... That's not
He's
successful.
Had enough still, losing and dysfunction
I still
here.
If I were him, I'd still want the best chance to win immediately.
Right.
Not. I don't want to just be made to look like a hero because I win 5 games.
I would
want to go to a situation
But there's more pressure
because
he could botch it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, hold on. Did you really think? I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's not going to have an awful year wherever he goes.
I think he's going to play well wherever he goes.
He's afraid of that pressure? I'm sure he relishes it.
I'm not as high on him. I've never been as high on him as you guys. Like, I could see him not failing and being terrible, but not being as successful as he's been in Washington.
The place to fail is Cleveland. That would be the absolute last place I would go. The second last place I would go, second to last place would be where they have a ton of cap room is the Jets. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone, you have to be a certain kind of tough guy to thrive in New York.
Plus you have to go head-to-head with Brady twice a year for however much longer he's
and
in the league.
It's a middling franchise. I mean... I wouldn't go anywhere near the Jets. I wouldn't go anywhere near Cleveland. To me, it would be maybe number one would be Denver, maybe Arizona, maybe Jacksonville. I guess Minnesota.
Minnesota.
But back
would be
to your
great
point, I think
situation.
Most fans are like that. Look, they root for the team, so you root for the Redskins.
No, but
I got
one tweet in particular from a guy, and it just stuck with me because I remembered it, and he said, "You're vastly underestimating the number of fans that have given up on the Skins because of this deal." And I said, "You're right, because I don't think there are that many. I think there are guys that said that midseason before, oh, if they don't re-sign them, I'm out. But I think push comes to shove, there aren't that many.
It's so much easier said than done. I see that stuff on social media, too. This is it. This is the last straw. I'm out as a fan. You're not going to – if you've been an NFL fan for 20, 30 years, and you've been a fan of the Redskins for 20 or 30 years, your team is going to make front office mistakes all the time, and you stick with them. Yeah. It's easy to say that in January when your team's out of it, or February.
Has been a slow bleed of fans.
True.
There's definitely been a degradation
of success. Once they start winning,
it cures everything.
All of a sudden,
but I think that you're going to be more interested in what Kirk does than you say now.
I will always have a curiosity.
You'll keep tabs.
I think you will.
I will always have a curiosity. There's no question about it. But I don't. Maybe the first couple of weeks I'll stick around to watch a 4 o'clock game or something to see Denver and see how he's doing.
Right, right. I think you will.
But if Alex Smith hits Josh Doctson in the back of the end zone to win a game in week one.
Oh, you're going to be all about him.
For Alex
you're going to be all about him.
I already am.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. Listen, I was neutral on the trade at the time. I think I'm still neutral, but whatever. I can tell you this. I'm over Kirk because I really felt like he could have found an agreement here, but he just obviously didn't want to
be here. Yeah.
Just obviously didn't want to be here. All right, and that kind of irks me. I feel like a jilted lover.
IRKS, by the way, yes. A-Wad, who couldn't spell that at 106.7
right.
Fan Live.
In three tries.
Let's go to Doug, Myrtle Beach.
Stupid.
Doug, what's up, buddy?
Nubs, Doug.
Hey, what's up, fellas? EB, let me put it to you this way. If a guy almost cost you $100 million, would you want to sign there? It blows my mind that these coaches don't have any responsibility when players like this don't want to play there. Why would Kirk want to play for a guy that literally almost cost him $100 million by benching him for Colt McCoy? Not once, but almost twice, because if he didn't have an epic comeback against the Bucks, you ought to bench him again. But now you feel like a jolted lover because your idiot coach made a guy realize, hey, he almost cost me $100 million. Why would I want to play for him anymore, right? And then Jay always throws him under the bus the same way Jason Garrett does. Both of these coaches we have, I'm a big Cowboys fan, both of these coaches are the problem. It's not Jerry Jones or Dan Snyder or Bruce Allen. It's these dumb coaches, man. And then real quick, I want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
All these stupid Redskins fans calling in. Explain to me how the man threw for 4,000 yards with no Travis Kelce, no Kareem Hunt, no Tyreek Hill, not a great offensive line, a dreadful defense, a dumb coach, but threw for 4,000 yards, and y'all think he's average. He's a top five quarterback.
And by the way,
name the four better ones.
I disagree.
Name the four better ones. Brady, Rodgers, who else?
Vehemently that Dan Snyder's
not the
problem.
Drew Brees, Roethlisberger.
Drew Brees.
That's four right
Drew
there.
Drew Brees, Roethlisberger. Look at who's around them too, Lurch. Look at that's the thing y'all don't want to look at. Just like when you said Dak was good,
Watson, Carson Wentz.
You said Dak was good.
Hold on a second. You can't say that. Joe Montana had the greatest receiver of all time. Was he not good?
No, of course. That was different. That was a whole different ballgame. I'm talking today, right now. If you take Ben Roethlisberger and put him on the Redskins, he's not throwing for 4,000. Neither is Drew Brees. Not with Jay.
Oh,
you got to remember,
on,
not with Jay
Doug,
Gruden. Not with Jay
Doug.
Gruden.
Way,
he doesn't
Carson
have Sean
Wentz
Payton.
Is better.
Doug, come on, dude.
Deshaun Watson, very small sample size, showing that he's better.
Why couldn't
Kirk
Drew Brees,
is good.
Why couldn't Drew Brees throw for the same amount of yards, if not more, to all those
Doug
guys?
Doug is the only
come
person
on
in the country that would ever rank Alex Smith as
Doug's
a top
just,
five quarterback in the league.
Yeah, he's
insane. I will say this. I don't think that Jay was a big reason to stay. Like, Jay was never a huge endorser of Kirk.
Right.
So that probably irked him a little bit. But I believe deep, deep, deep down, the number one reason why Kirk didn't want to be here is Bruce Allen. I completely disagree with Doug there.
I believe that,
and I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to hitch my wagon to that loser either.
No.
So,
you want to get as far away as possible.
So I do get it. I don't mean to be hypocritical. I do get it. But I do feel like a jilted lover as a fan of the team.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. I would never want to sign him a long-term deal with Bruce Allen.
Or as Doug called him, a jolted lover.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could have one of those, too.
Right.
All right, remember, John Feinstein joins us at 8 o'clock for Fridays with Feinstein. Next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, live on NBC Sports Washington. We got John Feinstein joining us at 8. D. Smith, Executive Director of the NFLPA at 8:20. Skippy and Brandon Lang are going to join us later in the program to give us their Super Bowl picks.
Is D in Minneapolis?
Baddies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He had a big presser yesterday. They made a lot of news, and they asked him if they thought there would be any extension of the CBA the way it was currently constructed. He said, absolutely
not. No chance.
We are prepared for war. So.
And when's that CBA?
They still have 3 or 4 more years. Yeah, they still have 3 or 4 more years. But, yeah, we'll get his take
on
that.
I just hope I'm alive in 2021.
Right now, though, time for
all of us do.
I can't worry about that.
Junkies Blitz, which is presented by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit helppurpleheart.com. There's actually a lot going on beyond the Super Bowl. But I'll start with the Super Bowl news. You mentioned it during the sports page. Rob Gronkowski did clear concussion protocol.
Mm-hmm.
So he will play in the Super Bowl.
I would have been just flabbergasted if he didn't play.
Yeah, you knew he was going to be there.
Couple of tidbits beyond the Super Bowl. Ryan Shazier was discharged from his inpatient rehab.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? I mean, he's done, right? He has no shot at ever playing football
again,
right?
Is he currently walking?
I would assume so. He had spinal stabilization surgery in December after, of course, being injured while making a tackle in the game against the Bengals.
So I know he was...
Says here he's going to continue to do outpatient therapy at UPMC. He posted a photo to Instagram showing him standing next to Ben Roethlisberger with a brace on one leg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I would have to imagine his NFL career is
over.
Yeah,
it's probably not.
I mean, how can you get cleared to play after something like that occurs?
Probably take a miracle.
Tough.
It is tough.
Not that
his father said
time,
he does have feeling in his legs.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Teddy Bridgewater is the guy who a lot of people think is going to be a free agent. However, now there seems to be a question. According to general manager Rick Spielman, Bridgewater is technically ready to become a free agent, but there remains the prospect that the Vikings quarterback could have his contract tolled for next season, meaning he would play for the same $1.354 million he earned in 2017 because of the time he spent on the PUP list for the first 6 weeks of the season.
I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense to
me. So maybe they don't let him go free.
All I know is the only counter to the Alex Smith, and I'm neutral on it, it's fine. But probably at the end of the day, I think I would have been more up if they had just waited out and tried to sign one of those three guys that's going to be let go.
But no guarantee that they get any of them.
That's right. You're rolling the dice. But then, then are those the only ones?
Well, no, then somebody like Josh McCown might pop up or somebody else might pop up, but they might not be as good as the guys that you want.
If you could get Bradford, Bridgewater, or Keenum, then you still have Kendall Fuller. That's the thing. And you still have your third-round pick.
But again, no guarantee.
And you get your compensatory third
Bradford
round
might say, you know what, I'm going to stay in Minnesota. Bridgewater might say, let me go over to Arizona. And Keenum might say, you know what, I'll compete for the number one job with Bradford here in Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, that's just where you have to dig deep. And usually the Redskins can win those wars.
So then if you don't get any of those guys, then who are you looking at?
Drafting someone.
Right. So they decided.
Or
McCoy.
You know, as Charlie Casserly said on the show, he's like, look, you make
the
move because you know you're going to have this guy versus free agency, which is crap.
Or you trade, you make a trade for like Nick Foles or someone like that.
Right. But maybe you're in a worse position.
I know. I agree. Because it was tough. They had to make a deal.
A couple things that have been floating around on social
media. By the way, speaking of quarterbacks real quick, and I couldn't believe it when I read this. Do you know that no quarterback has ever led the league in passing and won the Super Bowl in the same year?
I do know that. I've seen that stat.
So Tom Brady would be the first quarterback ever out of the other 51 Super Bowls to lead the league in passing and win a Super Bowl in the same year.
In passing, what, rating?
Yards. Passing yards.
He led the NFL in passing yards this year?
Yep. It's kind of stunning given the fact that
you
would think that Peyton might have done it. I wonder
that
who
year.
Was leading the league when Peyton won it.
I don't
the
know.
First
Drabby
second time he played like poop.
Oh, yeah. Second time. Well, second time he was benched for Brock Osweiler.
Or Drew Brees the year he did.
Right. You would think that it's happened before, but it just hasn't happened.
That's kind of a crazy, quirky stat.
A couple things have been floating around on social media. We'll play some of the audio. First of all, people who go on Jeopardy are generally very smart, but they definitely have blind spots.
Oh, big blind spots.
And we have audio of a huge blind spot, which is Jeopardy contestants just not knowing sports.
Well, not knowing football specifically.
Not knowing football. Here's some of the audio.
Football 200.
Your choice, do or don't name this play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back.
Choose.
An option play. Ryan?
Football, 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Landry perfected the shotgun formation with this team.
Oh, my God.
So these are just regular Jeopardy nerds?
Yeah, and there's three of them. Yeah. It's not like they're asking just one person.
Well, they're Jeopardy
nerdy.
Yeah, but
of course they don't
it's
know.
Still stunning.
You don't know the Tom
Landry? Not stunning. I'm not stunned.
You don't know the name Tom Landry? Like, they're
obviously
nerds.
Keep it going.
What were the other ones?
Dallas Cowboys. Do you think we should go to commercial? Ryan?
Take it on to 600.
Okay, by signaling for one of these, a returner can reel in a kick without fear of getting tackled.
They're just nerds. They don't know.
This is the crowd.
Fair catch.
Because the crowd knows nothing about, you know, 17th century artists. And these dogs know that.
Yeah.
These penalties are simultaneous violations by the offense and defense that cancel each other out. And they are called offsetting penalties.
Alex is he's almost not even waiting for the buzz.
He's in full-on Joan mode right now.
$1,000 clue just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it.
As Minneapolis's U.S. Bank Stadium prepares to host Super Bowl 52, I'm looking at the Ring of Honor with names from this defensive line that took the Vikings to four Super Bowls.
I mean, no way.
He's not going to get that.
If you guys,
they're not getting that.
Yeah, just impossible.
If you guys ring in and get this one, I will die. Who are the Purple People Eaters? We're going to take a break.
How do you not know option?
I don't know.
They can't guess that.
They can't get one out of the five.
Fair catch was the easiest one for me. What was the answer of the Peyton Manning year?
The 2006 season, 2007 Super Bowl, Peyton Manning finished second in passing, 21 yards behind Drew Brees.
Yeah. I'm guessing when Drew Brees won in, was that 10?
Or 9 maybe?
Yeah, he beat Peyton. So I'm guessing Peyton actually led the league that year. So it was flip-flopped.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
But it's an interesting tidbit. I don't put that much stock into it.
No, it's just kind of quirky and fluky.
The other thing that's kind of been hitting social media, I think we're going to differ from where a lot of people are because we're parents, is so Time versus Tom or Tom versus Time, whatever that thing is called on Facebook. They've had four episodes, and I watched it, and I thought it was a little bit long, but people are killing the kiss that Tom Brady's son gives him. So Tom Brady's lying on his back. If I recall the scene, I watched three episodes in a row.
He's getting a massage.
If I recall the scene, he's getting a massage from Guerrero, by the way, that guy's been all in on
the guy's junk
super
on everything.
Intimate.
Guerrero.
More
he's intimate than my groin.
It's like a Larry Nassar
like
massage.
At one point, yes, he's all in on that groin. And at one point in one of the scenes, Julian Edelman walks by and is like, whoa, maybe it was Amendola.
Well, apparently there is some sort of thing in your spine or whatever that's kind of near your pubic region that they could kind of, he was doing.
Oh, you got your IT band. You got a lot of things there, right? But he's getting a massage and his kid comes in and gives him a quick kiss. And then he walks out.
Probably 10.
I think he's about 8 years old. I don't know. 8 or 9 would be my guess.
I think Jack is 10.
Okay, 10.
Jack
he leaves, and Tom goes, whoa, wait a second. That was a peck. You got to give me a kiss. And then he appears to give him about a 3-second open mouth kiss.
I don't know if it was open mouth. Was it really open mouth?
I mean, open mouth sounds very invasive.
I didn't think it was a big deal.
I don't even want to watch it. It's making me awkward. Make me feel awkward. So
it's not.
He's
kissing
it.
His son.
People don't have
old for that.
People who don't have kids have no idea. I try and kiss my kids all the time. Now they don't want me to do it.
It's not kissing your kids. That's not the problem.
It's kissing your son.
It's kissing your son on the lips.
I get
at 10. It's a little crazy. But
hold on. I would kiss my daughters on the lips if they would allow me to.
Right. I will. My 8-year-old.
They won't allow me to.
She'll pucker up and give me this, and she'll kiss me on the lips, and it's cute.
So it's because it's a boy.
I wouldn't do that with my son.
A little weird that you want to kiss your daughter who has a license on the lips. Like,
why? It's my daughter. My daughter.
And it's a quick peck. It's not
a quick peck's fun.
When she's 25, when she's 30, I would want to kiss her.
It's a 3-second. He claims open mouth. That's a little bit weird. But you know what? To each his own. I think it's a little bit weird. But again,
you're telling me you've never kissed Stevie on the lips.
Maybe when he was 1 or 2 or something.
So not when he was 8 or 9 or 10.
I'll tell you this. Every time he'll probably be embarrassed, but every time I go to work at 4 in the morning, I go kiss all my kids on their head. before I go to work because I always think I'm going to die in the car on the way to work.
So you, do they wake up?
I think I used to do that now. I just can't. I have to get out the door. I can't.
But
do
no, I don't kiss my
Here's
son.
This is still. You can look at it. That's the kiss in question. See, it's weird because he's laying on his back like most of his son has to like lean into it.
To each his own. I think it's a little weird.
Didn't all of you guys crush BBK for kissing his dad on the lips?
Didn't he used to do that? I don't remember that.
I don't remember it. I'm old. If you say we crushed him, I'm sure we did.
The reason that there's controversy is because of the length of the kiss.
Well, also,
if it was a quick peck, obviously
there was a quick peck, and he goes, "Nah, that's not good enough.
I know.
Come
I
over
know.
Here and make out with me."
I know.
Look, whatever.
He loves his
whatever
kid.
Floats you, of course, he
loves Jack.
He loves his kid. I think it's a little weird. I do think it's a little weird.
I don't have a son, so I don't know.
I will tell you, you really should watch it. It's really good. I think the second episode is where he's in Montana or North Dakota, and he's with all the white wide receivers, by the way. It's like just, I mean, I don't want to make it about race, but it
well,
just
they don't have many black receivers.
Well, Brandon Cooks wasn't there.
Mostly
it was Amendola and Edelman. But what
That's
I saw,
they, had. They got Hogan,
Chris
they got, Hogan. They got three.
It appeared that so Brady, you know, he's maniacal about his preparation. He brings the receivers out there, and they work out hard. And then they play hard, whether they're playing golf, but they're on ATVs, they're mountain biking, they're doing all these things where you get hurt. I've always said, you got to live your life. Cakes is always one of these guys who believes a guy's got to live in a bubble.
I have to protect my life. I have to limit the risky activities.
I don't think an ATV would be a great idea.
How about it's a terrible idea, especially if you're a pro athlete?
They were flying on them.
Yeah.
I'd be
careful. They hit one rock the wrong way, that thing's flipping, and they're going to land on their head.
But this isn't shocking. Brady's a guy who says that he can literally sit at his desk and just watch film all day.
Right.
And they'd show him just maniacal looking at film of his games and other games and going through his notebooks. A little bit like Kirk Cousins with his notebooks. He was like, let's whip this out.
I don't know who Kirk Cousins is anymore. Who is he?
All right, John Feinstein, best-selling author, joins us next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.